Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. It's not fair anymore to say that the wheels have come off the bus or that the plane has crashed into the mountain. None of that is fair. And it's difficult to give a measure to the sinking good ship Titanic that is America, that is plummeting down to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, which has now been turned into a sea of red ink. But those will seek to give you just a little bit of an idea. Stated differently, without the nation's massive intelligence apparatus and absurd system of secrecy and classified information to hide behind, the Russiagate witch hunt would have never gotten off the ground. In truth, as we will essay below, there is no there. So what this new chapter in McCarthyite hysteria actually demonstrates is that the Imperial City's far-flung 17 agency, 75 billion intelligence behemoth is a plenary threat not just to individual liberty, but to the very constitutional democracy on which the latter depends. To appreciate the severity of the threat, it is necessary to recognize that the post-9/11 deep state has lowered a double whammy on our system. That is, it unconstitutionally collects the entirety of all internet-based communications of America's 325 million citizens. While at the same time, it has effectively disenfranchised 98% of the 535 members of the House and Senate who have been elected to represent them. Accordingly, behind the surveillance state's vast wall of secrecy and so-called classified information, there operates a dark government that is unaccountable to the public and largely unconstrained by normal constitutional limits, which the Patriot Act and secret FISA courts have more or less suspended. In the realm of this dark government, the heart of American democracy, the U.S. Congress has been completely usurped. Almost everything behind the secrecy wall is off limits to the rank and file. Only a handful of intelligence committee members in the House Senate leadership get sworn into the classified intelligence. On the inside of the surveillance state wall, by contrast, there are, now listen to this. If this doesn't send you into a fit of secessionist rage, I don't know what will. On the inside of the surveillance state wall, by contrast, there are 600,000 employees or contractors with top secret security clearances alone. What could six, are there even that many terrorists out there? What could 600,000 top security clearance agents possibly be doing other than spying on you, spying on me, and calling it a day? 600,000. Where's Bond? Junk Bond. Comment on this. That's the small number, though. And more than 4 million total operatives who spend night and days feasting on the $75 billion intelligence community budget and carrying out projects and missions designed to justify their existence and keep the budgetary gravy train flowing. Good grief. 4 million total intelligence operatives. I got to ask the question, if there's 4 million operatives out there that are spying on the terrorist world and the communist world and are keeping tabs where all the bad guys are, who's keeping an eye on the 4 million? Who spies on them? Who keeps tabs on them? We already know that Congress can't do anything about this. We already know that once the deep state creates a, once an agency is created, it's never uncreated. Where's the balance here? Even if you think that this is a good idea to have that many spooks, if you will, pushing paper, doing whatever it is that these people do, as analysis, as they call it. How are they kept in line? We know that the leadership all the way at the top is corrupt, so we know that they can't do it. So who does it? I'm going to even remember obedience to the unenforceable. If there is no obedience to the unenforceable, in other words, if they're not obeying some kind or acknowledging some kind of a restraint on what it is that they do that's higher than them, then they're free to do whatever they want to do, aren't they? And if there really is 4 million of them, and I think that that number is probably low, let's just pretend for a moment that there is a correction and that the deep state actually does get dismantled and at least partially dissolved. See the gravity of the problem. These people have no marketable skills. What are they good at? Nothing. They're good at sitting at a desk, kind of like in the Office Space movie. Where's the line when the two Bobs go? So, Peter, if you don't mind us asking, what is it that you do? Well, you know, I come in every morning and I just kind of sit down and stare at my screen. I just sort of like space out for 15 minutes. And one of the Bobs goes, wait. Space out? And he goes, yeah, you know, I'm at my desk. I'm staring at a screen. It looks like I'm working, but I'm not actually doing anything. In fact, Bob, I would say that in any given week, I probably do maybe 15 minutes of actual work in any given week. It's just it's a hysterical part of the movie Office Space, if you've seen it or you're a fan of it. But Judge's point, what he's satirizing there is these 4 million clowns that are allegedly doing your and my bidding and spying on the bad guys and keeping tabs on them. I have a question. How do you keep tabs with any kind of accuracy on 4 million people? Does each, 325 million people, we were to divide 4 into 325. That would give each spook, 80 people to surveil? 80 of us to keep track of? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. In fact, says Stockman, David Stockman, we don't need the $75 billion surveillance state to deal with the Taliban, the jihadist warlords of Somalia, or any of the warring Sunni versus Shiite parties of Yemen either. They do not threaten America's security in the slightest. Well, of course they don't. There's more. I'll come back to this and Buchanan as we get underway here. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Our telephone number, 844-527-8723. If you'd like to shake off your case of the Mondays, give me a call, 844-527-8723. Here's a tweet that someone alerted me to over the course of the weekend. You can tweet me, at TheKingDude. According to the London Metropolitan Police, there's an eight-point test you can use to determine whether or not someone is or is not a, quote, Islamophobe. Close.